and walks on a good set of feet and legs. You really like her udder. You'd like to set the teats under her just a little bit more, but with time, I think that'll come. She goes over the heifer in seconds. She's just taller and longer from end to end. She's a little deeper in her chest, a little bit more open all the way through the beautiful udder heifer that we have in second. The second heifer, we made fast udder, and I think rightfully so. Our rear udder looks high and wide. The fore udder blends into the body wall. Teeth sit right underneath the udder and veins all over it. She goes over the heifer in third, just more front end, more depth of fore rib today, more depth of rear rib today, and she's higher and wider at the top of the rear udder than the heifer in third. Heifer in third over the heifer. This is going to be a good day, huh? Heifer in third over the heifer in fourth. Just handles her legs a lot nicer. She's a little more level on the floor of the udder over the heifer in fourth. The heifer in fourth's got a little bit of reverse tilt, but I think, you know, another calf or two and that'll change. The heifer in fourth over the heifer in fifth just gives you a little cleaner and dairier look all the way through. More pop to her rear udder. Just a heifer that looks like she's going to give a little bit more milk than the heifer in fifth. Heifer in fifth over the heifer in sixth, just more front end, more motor all the way through. She's wider in her chest, deeper in her fore rib, and a little bit higher and wider in her rear udder than the heifer in fifth. Heifer in fifth over the heifer in sixth just gives you that cleaner look all the way through, flatter bone, and just dairier all the way through. On down the line, heifers that are maybe have good udders, but not quite that dairiness and frame to get any higher. But once again, really, a classic gets better and better every year.